If we think about areas of application outside of feed and food, we have two options. Option number one is that you look for very specific dedicated products with dedicated end uses. Our amylopectin starch potato, for instance, is a very dedicated product where we know this is an exact perfect fit for the paper adhesive industry. Yeah? The other option is to look into, let's say, the energy use. What you do in energy use is you only take advantage of the energy that is in the material. There, of course, you need to be extremely high efficient in growing the plant, having a high yield, and having high carbon content in the plant. Depending on, for instance, if you think about biodiesel, what is an issue in Europe, it will be oil. Yeah? So optimize the oil content. If you think about ethanol, you need either starch or cellulosics that you then can turn into ethanol. Yeah? But I think we need to differentiate these two ways. In one way, all the activities that go into higher oil content, that go into higher yield, will at the end help us to grow more efficiently in kind of energy crop. The other area we should also not forget, really, to make plants as dedicated sources for certain important components or ingredients.